This is the book Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing, written by Ellen G. White. From the book's foreword come the following paragraphs. Hundreds of thousands of copies of Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing have been printed and distributed in nearly a score of languages since it was first published in 1896. In English-reading countries, several editions with identical textual content, but with variation in format and pagination, have been widely distributed. To eliminate confusion in the use of the volume in reference work, a standard page has been adopted, which will serve as the basis of present and subsequent printings. In several former editions, in an endeavor to achieve a certain format, selections from verses of poetry were, with the consent of the author, inserted by the publishers in a number of places throughout the text. In this edition, only poetry selected and made a part of the text by the author herself is retained. The addition of both scripture and subject indexes makes this volume more useful. That the lessons drawn from the teachings of the Master herein set forth may continue to enlighten, encourage, and bless mankind is the sincere wish of the publishers. The Sermon on the Mount is heaven's benediction to the world, a voice from the throne of God. It was given to mankind to be to them the law of duty and the light of heaven, their hope and consolation in despondency, their joy and comfort in all the vicissitudes and walks of life. Here the Prince of Preachers, the Master Teacher, utters the words that the Father gave him to speak. The Beatitudes are Christ's greeting, not only to those who believe, but to the whole human family. He seems to have forgotten for a moment that he is in the world, not in heaven, and he uses the familiar salutation of the world of light. Blessings flow from his lips as the gushing forth of a long-sealed current of rich life. Christ leaves us in no doubt as to the traits of character that he will always recognize and bless. From the ambitious favorites of the world, he turns to those whom they disown, pronouncing all blessed who receive his light and life. To the poor in spirit, the meek, the lowly, the sorrowful, the despised, the persecuted, he opens his arms of refuge, saying, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Christ can look upon the misery of the world without a shade of sorrow for having created man. In the human heart, he sees more than sin, more than misery. In his infinite wisdom and love, he sees man's possibilities, the height to which he may attain. He knows that, even though human beings have abused their mercies and destroyed their God-given dignity, yet the Creator is to be glorified in their redemption. Throughout all time, the words that Christ spoke from the Mount of Beatitudes will retain their power. Every sentence is a jewel from the treasure house of truth. The principles enunciated in this discourse are for all ages and for all classes of men. With divine energy, Christ expressed his faith and hope as he pointed out class after class as blessed because of having formed righteous characters. Living the life of the life-giver through faith in him, everyone can reach the standard held up in his words. This is the table of contents. Section 1, On the Mountainside. Section 2, The Beatitudes. Section 3, The Spirituality of the Law. Section 4, The True Motive in Service. Section 5, The Lord's Prayer. Section 6, Not Judging, But Doing.